I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Philippians chapter 2, verses 25 through 27 in the New Living Translation. They say this, "Meanwhile, I thought I should send Epaphroditus back to you. He is a true brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, and he was your messenger to help me in my need. I am sending him because he has been longing to see you, and he was very distressed that you heard he was ill. And certainly he was ill. In fact, he almost died. But God had mercy on him and also on me, so that I would not have one sorrow after another. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this example of Epaphroditus, a true brother, a co-worker, and a fellow soldier. And I pray that we would live lives that have those same things said about us, that we would be true brothers and sisters, we would love others well, that we would be amazing co-workers, that we would soldier alongside others in your kingdom, that we would be seen as proactive people and not as those who tear things down, but that we would be people who build things, who create things, who do new things because of your spirit within us, invigorating us and giving us the power to work and to will to your good pleasure. So Lord, help us to be like Epaphroditus today. Help us to be concerned with others and to be so concerned that we would be worried that someone would think we were sick, that would worry us. It's such a beautiful thing that he did here, that he worried that other people would worry. And so Lord, help us to have that kind of compassion for other people. Lord, in the midst of those who are ill, so if someone listening today is hurting or sick, I pray that you would also give them that supernatural ability to care about other people like Epaphroditus did, that instead of only seeing their own pain, which I'm sure is great and difficult and hard to walk through, but that pain would empower them to begin to see the pain in other people's lives, and that would actually usher in a new ministry based on that new empathy that they have. Lord, I pray that your body would become an empathetic body to people who are hurting out there. I pray you would give us special Holy Spirit radar to begin to see people who are hurting so that we can walk with them and we can bear those burdens and thus fulfill your law. Lord, we do want to be burden bearers. We do want to be the kind of people who are able to love others with joy and not begrudgingly or under compulsion, but as cheerful givers. Lord, help us to be like that. Help us to be energetic. I think about the man I met years and years ago at like Urbana 87, and I met him on a bus, and he was so full of life. He was so full of joy. He was so full of you that I almost felt like a little bit of you rubbed off onto me. And I pray that for the listeners today. I pray we would be so enamored and so in love with you that we'd have so much of your spirit just permeating from us that other people would see and long to be not just in our presence, but in your presence. Lord, this isn't for me. This is for you. And so I pray for this light to come through me for the sake of your glory, that people would glorify you as I shine that light. And I pray that for my friends listening today, that we would be those effervescent believers who light up a room and who are infectious because we love people so much. Lord, forgive us for loving poorly. Forgive us for just not even having eyes to see that the world is hurting. Help us to be Epaphroditus-like, to be a messenger in to help others in times of need. Open our eyes to those today. I know I've been praying that a lot lately about this open-eyed thing, but that's my heart, Lord, that we wouldn't just go mundanely throughout our lives, but that we would be alert and aware and hearing your voice, to be able to hear what you're saying to us so that we can love other people well. Lord, we're broken folks and we don't always love perfectly, but boy, do we want to love you and we want to love the people that you put in our lives. So give us that power today. Give us that ability. And we lay upon your mercy. We lay upon your peace. We We are nothing without you. We just need you today. Jesus, just infuse my listeners today with your presence, with your joy, with your hope, with your peace. I need it, and I know they need it too. We just stand here with hands open and arms open to what you want to give to us. Thank you for loving us in such a powerful way. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life gets hard, I pray that you would just unburden yourself through prayer. You can do it. Any moment of the day, it's available to you. God is listening, my dear friend.